Good morning again. As Mike said, my name is Bert Newman. I'm the director of student ministries here, and I was still thinking about the message this morning. Everything Mike said is extremely true, and extremely true in my own life. Christ changed me through his death and through his resurrection. And sometimes when someone comes up and they give their testimony, they're able to say a specific date or time that they trusted in Christ and they became a Christian. And I am actually unable to do that. But what I am going to do is kind of show a journey of God continuing to change and grow me and work in my heart throughout my entire life. Because even though I do believe that there was a single moment where I first originally became saved, I've watched God move and work in me my entire life because of his grace and because of his power, not because of my own. And as I tell this story, you'll see that God's main way of doing it has been through his people and through his word, and his people using his word. And so that's kind of where I'm going to start. I remember being a young boy, and my family talked about Jesus. We didn't necessarily always go to church, but I do remember very clearly, I must have been 5 or 6, my mom teaching me John 3:16. Don't necessarily know why, I just, you know, and I thought I was the only person in the world who knew that verse. I used to tell it to people because I thought it was really amazing that I knew this and they probably didn't know it. And of course, I was usually wrong. That's kind of my first memory, my first thought of knowing and believing it. And definitely believing it. And so if I do have a moment, perhaps that was it, but I'm not for sure on that. But eventually, my family began going to a church. And you'll find that's very common in my testimony, is my faith growing by beginning to go to a church. My family began to go to church, and part of that was Sunday schools, was VBSs, was all these things. And as a kid, I ate it up. I loved learning about God. I loved learning about Christ. I loved talking about him. Even though the rest of my family didn't so much, my grandma a little bit, my dad a little bit, but no one else so much, and so it wasn't something we talked about. But thankfully, I was continued to be surrounded by friends who came from very, very solid Christian families who would pour into me and really show me Christ's love through their actions and through their words. And one way this happened is, as a young 9 or 10, my parents separated, got divorced, and because of that, my dad had to work a lot and was out of the house a lot and worked really hard to raise us and take care of us, but wasn't always able to just because of having to put a lot of time in. And there was a family, the Tompkins family, who they had 4 kids, and they would let me come over all the time. They lived in the country, they had a dairy farm, and I would come over just all the time. Basically lived there on the weekends. We'd just go there, and I remember every night I'd stay there, Neil Tompkins' dad would come in and he'd pray with us. And that was huge for me. I'd never experienced anything like that. That wasn't something common for me. And he would come in and he would pray with us. And not only would he do that, but every Wednesday he'd take us to youth group and just really try to get us plugged in with the church there and with other people. And it was through this continual piece by piece, day by day, moment by moment, God would do that. And so the Tompkins family is huge for me all the way, still today, they still really affect my life. But when I got into high school, those kind of became a big turning point, I think, because I knew it was important to be a Christian, to trust in Christ and to read the Bible and all these things. But when I was a sophomore in high school, a youth group got a new youth pastor, and his name was Jamie, and he actually was from England. But he had been in America for a few years, so he was somewhere between losing his accent. But we used to make fun of him a lot for it because he'd say some things a little funny. But he used to have a T-shirt that had a picture of a football on it, but it said throw ball on it because he loved soccer was football for him, and we used to make fun of him and stuff like that. But he used to come, he'd talk to me, and if you know me, you know I love movies, and I love watching movies and talking about movies and stuff. And Jamie would just start talking to me about movies, and we'd talk and all that. And those discussions eventually became into Jamie saying, hey, maybe we should get together every week. And I, okay, yeah, let's do that. And then that turned into studying the scripture together every week. And Jamie began to really disciple me and grow me, and eventually that turned into, he was like, well, you know, but if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, not only should you be poured into, but you should be pouring into other people. And so he called me to be a leader in the youth group and to help continue to lead students in that area, and continue pulling me in. And that began, he's like, well, if you're going to be a leader in a youth group, then you should probably come to church on Sundays too, and be a part of the church and be a part of the Sunday school and all that. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. And so even though the rest of my family didn't go to church, I was like, well, I'll go to church, and really became a part of the church, a part of that church, and really grew in that. And again, surrounding me, not with just my youth pastor and people like that, but just meeting families in the church that would come to me, they'd invite me over to dinner and all these things, and become a part of that family. So eventually I was able to go to college and went to Wayne State College. Didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I did kind of think I wanted to do ministry, but I felt God called me to go to Wayne, so I did. And immediately there, again, people calling me to hang out, to do things together. Christian men, juniors, seniors, that poured into me. That, again, it started with, hey, let's play Halo. That was a cool game back then. Let's go to Walmart. Let's do all these things. And that turning into discipleship, turning into doing things. And then eventually, same thing. Them saying, you know, but you know, it's you should be serving also. It shouldn't just be pointing. You should be serving. And so, found ways on campus to be discipling other young men and to help put on different Christian events and Bible studies and all these different kinds of things. And also getting plugged into a church once again and continuing in there. And while going to this church, I decided, well, you know, I've always been discipled by Neil, and then I was discipled by Jamie, maybe this is something I should keep doing. And so I talked to to the pastor there at the church that I went to in college, and he poured into me and discipled me all through that. And just this continual growth of God just putting people in my life, willing to pour into me, but not just willing to pour into me, but also saying, but now you need to serve. Now you need to pour into other people. Now you need to continue it on. And so while in college, I met Amanda Reynolds. So I missed out being called Burt Reynolds. Met Amanda Reynolds, and we got married right out of college. And first thing we did was we began to work at a camp, Camp Witness. I know we have some kids that go there, and that was a big part of my life. Now, I had already been working at camp. In fact, the first summer I ever worked at camp, Jason Badge, who goes here, he was the director, and it was actually that summer was the summer working with Jason, working with kids. Is like, you know what? I think I want to do ministry with my life. I think I want to spend my life telling people about Christ. And it started there. And so camp was kind of my first experience with really doing ministry. We did that for a year. But even while there, that 1 year, the pastor of that church really poured into me and said, but you know, if you're going to be a church, I think you have a gift of teaching, and I want to equip you to teach. And so he did some times of just equipping me to teach and to work with whether it be kids or adults, but teaching and preaching scripture. And that was just a really big time in my life. Again and again, not just the preacher, not just the people in the church that you know are supposed to do things, other people's families in the church would pour into me, would invite Amanda and I over to dinner, we'd spend holidays with, just became a family. And this continued to be this thing that really, really grew in my heart and grew in my life. And something that was kind of hard about camp is at camp there was kind of this expectation on Sundays that you would go and you would spend time at other churches to promote the camp or to raise funding for support. And to be honest, I never did it because I liked being with my church family, and I wanted to be with them and to be there. And that's kind of been a continual theme with my life. But Amanda and I, we moved here to work with the Revive Campus Ministry on campus, and immediately before I even met anybody, the elders of this church said, hey, why don't you come be our youth leader? And so I said, sure. And so I started there, and over the years that's built up into me doing this youth ministry. But again, this continual call of being involved and coming in and being poured into, all the elders in many ways have poured into me, as well as other people here, and I've been pouring into others. But again, beyond that, when I look out here, I see my family. When I look out here, I see the people that I've bled with and cried with and who I will spend forever with Christ with. And I don't know. So as this idea of this eldership and all that comes out, it's just a continual path of this passion, this knowledge, this understanding that God uses His people to bring people to Him, and I'm a part of it. And I want to continue to be a part of it. And I just thank you for this time to share. And let me pray as the worship band comes up. Father God, we do thank you for the death and resurrection of your Son. We thank you for your love and compassion for us, Father, despite our failures. And Lord, we thank you for how you use your word and you use others to make yourself known. Father, I pray that we are a church, that we are a people who love, who fellowship, who come around each other to show each other you, Father. That'd be a path that continue on and on. We pray things in your name. Amen.